Well, do you guys feel like y'all were always friends with your parents?
Nah, that didn't exist.
Do I do right by you? You got food on the table, clothes on your back. All you need, friends. You go to school for friends. I ain't one of your little friends.
That's where it came from, yeah.
And it's like, dang, I've been waiting to say that to somebody, but now
I can say it to you. You gonna listen? Don't touch that. I ain't one of your little friends. When you come into my house, you abide by my rules. Take your shoes off at the door. Wash your hands when you come out from playing. If I put this food on your plate, you gonna eat it.
Those are feelings. I'm waiting to push the button on that. Ooh, you got McDonald's money. I've been waiting to hit that button. Woo!
Get on my face.
Please.
Push the goddamn button.
Yeah.
Action.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to another episode of the Gray Area Podcast.
Yeah.
I'm Shakoya D.
Badman Breezington Ear.
It's your boy, Damani.
And welcome to the Gray Area. If this is your first time here, welcome. If it's not your first time here, welcome back. This is a podcast where we like to break down the fabrics of life because not everything is always black and white. We talk about regular life from a creator's perspective, which in layman's terms means that we talk about whatever we feel like talking about. It could be love, it could be life, it could be music, movies, TV, food, anything or nothing at all. We have interesting conversations and we just love to bring you guys in on them. But don't forget to like, share, and subscribe. Tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend. Hit that notification bell so you never miss an upload. And if you would like to watch this podcast live and early, because we do record our podcast at least 1 to 2 months in advance, join the good people of the Gray Area in our Patreon. You'll get to watch this live, join in on the conversation, as well as get access to other exclusive content that we do have available and that we are developing. So make sure you head over to our Patreon and subscribe, but also subscribe here. Hit that notification bell. But let's get into it. How y'all feeling today? Great?
Good? Yeah, I'm good. I'm tired.
Okay.
I'm fasting. I worked out.
You did the things.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm a little tired as well. But I'm good.
Okay. I'm also tired, but I have energy all of a sudden for some reason. So, I'm good though. I'm actually really good. I'm almost done mixing the songs that I've been working on. So, well.
That's good.
Yeah, I'm almost done mixing them. For real. So I'm excited about that. But, do you say the topic today?
You could say it.
I don't know, it's weird, because I have the topic.
So what are we talking about today?
Okay, because I'm like, who says it now? today, so basically, oh man, they say that it comes a point in life, at some point, when you have to start parenting your parents. Like your parents, they start off young, you know, they grow up, they're adults, they have you, and then slowly, you become the adult. And then they start becoming more childlike.
That was good how you said it. I thought you were going to say childish.
Childlike. I feel like there's like I saw a picture of it. I don't know. It kind of reminds me of the Benjamin Button syndrome.
I know exactly
though.
What you're talking about.
But, it was like a picture of a woman, I think. And they were like getting older. And then, yeah, they were still getting older in the picture. But they started becoming like an old lady. And it's just like, anyways, the point is that I feel like we are now at the stage where we are starting to parent our parents. And I don't know how I feel about it. So, first question, do y'all feel like you have been parenting your parents or you've reached that stage of a little bit of parenting has started to happen?
I say yes. It's not a thing of they asking questions, but it's a thing of lead by example. Do as I do, not as I say. That's where I'm at now.
What about you?
Yeah, I agree. I think there's certain things where it's like when your parents start getting to the age where you feel like there's certain things you can't let them do by themselves.
Oh yeah.
That usually be bothering me. I'm like, don't even touch it. Don't touch it. I don't want you to mess it up. When I get there, I got you. Like, I got you. Just wait till I get there. And that's where I've been at with certain stuff. It'd be like, okay, just wait. Please, I don't want you to mess this up. This is it's not even that delicate of a process, but I don't know what you're going to do. When I left the house, everything was in order. What's going on now?
And then they still touch it.
Yeah, and I'm like,
because they're the parents.
Yep, and I'm like, I didn't tell you to do that. I didn't tell you to move that. I just told you to just wait till I got back. That's where I'm at.
Oh, man.
So you brought me into this world, but I will take you
out. Oh, man. So how long do you feel like you've been, I don't know, like, when do you feel like it started? That you had to start slowly parenting? Because I feel like, I was thinking about this earlier, because I had to really, like, process the fact that, like, nah, y'all really in the stage where I am the adult now. I am the adult. like y'all really getting on my nerves right now. I'm being the adult. I need you to sit still. Stop doing stuff. But I was thinking about it earlier, and I was like, I feel like this has slowly been happening over the past few years, but I didn't realize it until now. Because I don't know. It's different when, like, you get to a point where, you know, I'm not mad at you. I'm just disappointed. That's how I be feeling sometimes. I'm just disappointed, you know? Hey. So, but how long ago do y'all feel like it started? Or when did you notice it?
I feel like it might have started, like, beginning once I embarked on a healing journey, a spiritual journey. But I didn't really notice it until they found out I had a book club.
Wait, so that was like last year? Okay. When they found out? Mm-hmm. Oh, wow. Okay, so wait, hold on. That's when you started. Okay.
It's like, oh, wow, people actually listen. Maybe y'all should listen. That actually makes sense. And then people quoting what I be saying, and then y'all come back like, you know, such and such said exactly what you said. Where I was like, hey, I'm not crazy.
Oh, my gosh. What about you?
I can't even really put a time frame on it. I guess for me it might have been like right before I moved. Maybe that's probably right before we moved. Like, I think that's when he, like, it started. It was just little stuff, and I would be like, I'd be like, what? Like, you're not that old. You don't need help with this. And then I'll look. I'm like, wow, you really need help with this.
Yeah.
I'd be like, okay, all right, well. I got it. Don't even worry about it. I got it. No, it's cool. I got it. And then, you know, yeah.
Yeah, I feel like it starts with helping with technology. Mm-hmm. Like, that's the starting point. That's like the surface. Like, okay, I can help you with that. And then it just grows to other things. And it's like, I don't got no kids right now. I wasn't expecting to be leading anyone by example. Or even, like, because, like, you don't get questions. I get questions sometimes on things, but it's not, like, help me with my life type of things. It might be, like, little questions here or there, but then it still winds up turning into, hold on, just stop. Don't touch nothing.
Don't live your life. I write out a plan for you. We'll start fresh tomorrow.
Yeah, we're going to start over. Just take some time to soak this in. And we're going.
Don't live your life is wild. Put it on pause.
But yeah, I feel like I didn't sign up for this. But I do love my parents. So, you know, I'm there to help.
Yeah,
I think it's a fact of life. I don't know.
Yeah, I think at some point I started noticing the changes when we started having conversations about, like, you know, differences in philosophy and thought processes. And I was like, I don't really agree with it. That's not how you should do this. Like, I don't think you should do this like this. And then I realized, I'm like, oh, I'm not getting pushback. And then, so I'm like, okay, this is different. It was a lot more, okay, this is what you tell. I'm like, yeah, this is what I think. And then, you know, blah. And then it's like stuff like that. I think that was like the transition the transitioning point, and then at some point I would be doing stuff, and like, or like my parents would be doing stuff. And I'm like, why are you doing that? Don't do that. That's not. And then like it just kind of slowly turned. Now I'm concerned. I'm doing something like, why are you? Don't do that. You about to mess this up. Hold on, just wait, breathe, have a little bit of patience. And I was like, wow, I sound like y'all, but like, yeah.
That's funny. I think I still get pushback with the differences of philosophies. Mm. I don't know if that'll ever stop. I think for our family, or maybe it's not so much push. Nah, it'd be pushback. It depends on the conversation though. Sometimes it'd just be like, okay, I don't want to talk about this. That's what it'd be like. Mm. Or the other times it'd be like actual, like, nah, we're going to argue about this. And they'd be like, I'm not trying to argue. I'm not even here to convince you to believe what I believe. This is just what I'm saying. Like,
yeah. I was going to say, it also may have been once I got to an age and I realized nobody knew what they're doing.
Oh, my gosh.
And then it's like, you can't make me believe that you know what you're doing because I'm watching you not know what you're doing because you look like me.
Right.
So that was like, hey, yo, let's bring it in. Mm-hmm. We could collaborate, think tank. Mm-hmm. We could bounce ideas off of each other and figure this thing called life out because mm-hmm. it's no way. Now I'll be curious. How did you do it for so many years? Like, how? I'll be curious. Like, how? Because I mean, times was different.
But still, how?
You had three of us. Woo! Yeah. My goodness.
Yeah, kids are, at this age, you already had kids. Plural.
Children.
Like, we don't have none. So what was you doing? What was you doing back then? Also, what you doing now? They're
doing the same thing we doing now. Just some kids in the mix.
Yeah, but
it takes a village. Whew. I tell y'all a couple
that's
positive.
What you said, but I don't know if I'm ready to grow the village just
that's,
yet.
That's why they didn't like it. It was a rarity for people to just up and leave because mm-hmm. the village is where I grew up at.
Yeah, so you or even if you moved, a lot of times you literally. What?
I was about to say in distance, like traveling distance.
Yeah, like if you moved away. No, I was going to say a lot of times, I mean, this still happens. Like a lot of times when people got pregnant, they would move back home. Mm. Because it's like, all right, well, we can't do this alone. Like let's say they from Jersey moved to California or something like that. If they felt like they was going to need, because most people feel like, oh, I can't do this without my mom here. Or I can't do this without my grandma, blah, blah, blah. So then they be like, all right, well, we moving back. That's what happened last time.
But it's funny, because, like, in terms of parenting your parents, you guys have a village because it's three of y'all.
Uh-huh.
So y'all have a village to parent your parents.
Yeah.
It's just me. I be tired.
That's true. Your brother there.
Man. The good thing is, though, I don't think my parents aren't at the age where, like, I got to worry about them, like, giving out their social to people.
Yeah, thank God. I'm
like, wandering off.
Yeah, I'm not. That's not the where somebody called with a, you know, with one of them scam calls. And they not that old. So I don't got to do that. But it'll be definitely with technology. And it'll just be little stuff. And I'm like hold on, what's going on? What's happening?
Yeah.
Is everything okay though?
I don't get calls about technology either. I don't get calls about nothing.
I get calls about technology. I be feeling like I be giving lectures too. I be giving life lectures. Life lessons, life lectures.
I think this is what it is. Like you said the other day, I'm not going to say what you want to hear, but what I say is what you need uh-huh. to hear.
So they don't call you.
Yeah.
Like, they're like, I don't want to hear that.
And then sometimes I don't be having a response. I'm just here to listen. I have to take it all in. And people be wanting immediate feedback. And I'll be like, I can't do that for you right now.
But that, so that be happening. But also, people be calling me and be like, I just need you to listen. Then call him. He's the just listener. Okay. Use your other resource. Because if you don't want me to respond, I mean, I cannot respond. When you say that, I'll just sit there and listen. But also, he just call Breeze first. He'll just listen. Just let him know. He's going to be like, all right. And then, but then sometimes they get upset at the super silence at that point. So
I'll do.
Wow.
You gotta do like a few gasps, like really?
You don't do that. Gosh. You do that?
It depends on the story.
You don't think she does that? Her.
What you trying to say?
You expressive.
I'll be like, what? For real? Like, nah. I do sound like that on the phone now that I think about it. I thought I was playing, but that's really
yeah, what you sound like.
That's what I'll be sounding like.
I didn't be listening.
Yeah.
On accident. I was minding my business. And then my listening ear, they just boop.
I'd be like, oh, word. So
your listening ears. You got non-listening ears?
Yeah. But when people on the phone.
Just perk up. He be nosy. Perk up.
And I just put the clues together. I don't know nothing. I just be here.
He don't know nothing, but he know everything.
Cat Williams.
But yeah, so back to parenting our parents. I feel like I, a lot of times, well, as of late, more recently, I'll be giving lectures.
Yeah, you have the most experience. Actually, I don't know between y'all two, but I think I have the least experienced parents in my parents.
I mean, yeah.
I don't know who out of us two who has the most experience parenting our parents, but I just know that.
I feel like Damani's comes in, like, it be spurts.
Yeah.
Yours be like, it be like drop the load off at like, it's just been like this whole, like, all month, we need help. Damani's come here and there, periodically. Yours just be back to back, then it be a dry spell, and then it just be like, we're back.
The dry spell be like, A week, yeah. Hey, and then it'd be like,
I don't want you to be overwhelmed. Oh, that's
funny. Because then you can't be support.
Yeah.
Can't have the support being overwhelmed when I'm overwhelmed. That doesn't make sense.
Oh, not good man. Help.
It's now somebody need the help.
Yeah, I mean, and that's why I started going in therapy.
So we could trace yours back to when you started therapy.
But I started going to therapy, like, to break certain habits. Like, it's just that during that time, of course.
They was like, oh, she's healing.
let me throw some more stuff. Just throw some more stuff on there.
You ain't going to be the only one in good spirit.
But, like, yeah, it was for me. But then it was, like, stuff was happening while I was in therapy. So then it's like, well, all right, well, let's talk about this. And then also you're digging up, for me, I'm digging up childhood trauma and stuff. So I'm figuring out where stuff started at. And then on top of that, not just where it started at, it's like, all right, well, or where did I see this at? Or is this still happening? And then, like, some of the stuff is like, yes, this is still happening. So then you got to deal with that. And then I'm also, I don't know, I'm very opinionated. So.
Yes, are you?
Me.
But you?
I know. It's wild.
I can't even believe
it. It's crazy. Wow. So. I'm getting on my nerves. I'm trying to. I've been working on not giving unsolicited advice, but some of the time I'll be like,
stupid question, gonna get a stupid answer. Don't ask no stupid questions.
It don't be like that. It'd be like, there are no stupid questions, but here's the full answer and the honest answer to your question.
She'd be like, there's no stupid question. So if you have a stupid question, keep it to yourself. I don't want to hear it. Nah.
Turn it into a stupid statement.
Yeah, that's crazy.
It's like, nah.
One of my coaches was like,
Yeah, it's no such thing as a stupid question, but stupid people ask questions.
That is true.
I was like, well, that's good. That's gold. That's an old saying.
But I just be like, I don't know. I mean, yeah, I'm working on it. Don't trip. He ain't through me yet.
That's funny.
So, you got a question?
Well, I was just going to say, I think for me, a thing that made me okay with it was when I realized that everybody is just kids. It just depends on what situation it is. I learned a lot of people are kids about their food. I learned a lot of people are kids about just their work, whatever it is. Everybody is a kid in some regard or another. So, like, it'll be certain stuff where it's like, we talk about all the time with, like, diet. You tell somebody, hey, how about you? Why don't you try eating a little bit more vegetables? I don't eat vegetables. I don't eat those. I'm not gonna do that. I'm like, wow. I was like, this is what I used to say. Like when I was
a child.
Yeah, when I was a child. This is what I sounded like. You know. So it's just like, but it just be funny. But I think everybody's a kid in one regard or another. You just don't. You like. And for me, when that happened, I was like, oh, okay, cool. I gotta give people grace, and you know, especially my parents. My parents are. I think the saying is, it's like once an adult, twice a child, something like that.
Yeah.
It's like, woo.
Hey, yo.
Hey, man. He got the most experienced parents in his parents. That's got that wisdom.
You know, I had a village that raised me. So, you know, okay. I got that from the village elders back in the day.
But I will say, like, dang, I lost my thought.
Gotta be quicker than that.
Everybody, kids.
Oh, I was going to say that I think I definitely agree with that. And I think that because there's a lot of things that maybe, like, we grow up, but there are still a lot of things that we don't outgrow. Like, a lot of habits or thoughts or mindsets, they just kind of grow with us at that point. So, like, even when you're talking about people being childish with their food or with their work, it's like, I was already like this. But I was like this as a child. Now I'm just in an adult form. So you think that I'm not still like this. But I am still about to order these chicken nuggets instead of getting a full-blown, like, steak or something at the restaurant. Like, because I don't eat that. Or I am going to do this instead of getting a salad. I am going to put my desire to eat junk food over my need to eat something healthy because I don't like to taste the grass. Like, that'd be the thing. And it's just like, when you realize that, one thing that I had to also realize is, like, everybody's human. Like, I feel like when we're growing up, a lot of times we put our parents on this pedestal and, like, we expect so much more from them because they are our parents and they're, like, this superhuman who does all of the things for us and da-da-da-da. In our minds. But it's like, when you get older, you're like, okay, we all just people at the end of the day. And you make mistakes like I make mistakes. I might have thought you didn't make mistakes when I was little. I didn't even know what mistakes were. But like, once I got older, it's like, okay, you know what? You're right. I'm not mad at you for doing that thing. I am disappointed, though, because I know you know better. What? Like, but we're all human, though. Mm-hmm. So, like, I'm still going to feel how I feel, but you're also going to feel how you feel. And I can't expect you to be, I guess, something that maybe I'm not being, or I can't expect you to be who I am because you're not me. You're another human. So, like, we all got to learn these things in our own time. So it might be things that you just aren't willing to learn. And that's when I get disappointed. But I love you.
Because you taught me this.
You, that be the thing too. You taught me this. And now you acting like you ain't learned this.
So now I operate as do as I do, not as I say.
Oh, that man been around for a minute.
Oh, God, listen. I'm from way back. Late 1900s. Back in my day, the ice cream man was a thing.
Facts.
The other day, I seen kids, it was only two of them, but but they was riding bikes. Mind you, I'm in the hood though, but I was just happy to see kids outside riding bikes. They was doing wheelies. I was like, oh, that used to be me. Mm-hmm. Me and my friends.
Me and my skateboard.
You know, our friends are adults as well.
Yeah.
It's wild. Everybody got schedules and doing stuff. Mm-hmm. It's cool.
Yeah.
Do y'all adult y'all, I mean, do y'all...
do I adult my friends?
Do y'all parent y'all friends?
I try my best not to.
Yeah, I had to learn.
I try my best not to because my friends, it's like, you gonna make a decision. Like, you know better. I don't have to tell you. I'm not really necessarily worried. Like, maybe some stuff I'd be like, you probably shouldn't do that. I might hit you with like the gentle nudge, like, hey, you might wanna get that in order. It's different with my parents because it's like, no, you have years of experience. You shouldn't be doing this. You making me nervous. Like, you making me nervous how you moving with this. My friends, it's like, you make a mistake, you'll bounce back. You be young. You know what I'm saying? Like, you
got time.
Yeah, you still figuring it out like me. It's cool. I get it. Well, my parents, I thought you figured this out. You had level 50 of adulting.
You had me thinking you had this figured out already. For me... I'll be trying not to parent my friends just because I don't know what I'm doing. So, and also recognizing that I used to be very judgmental about things. Like, I'm opinionated, but I know that I used to be a little judgy. Like, I don't really be, it's not, I don't know, be like, it's not my place. I'm here if you want my opinion, but also... this your life. You gotta figure it out. Mm. I'm still trying to figure stuff out.
I just be hearing stories. I don't be parenting. I don't be parenting my friends.
Yeah, I let my friends go.
I'll just be like,
I do have that disappointment. I'm like, damn, that's unfortunate. I wish you didn't move like that one. But then I'd be like, you know what? Again, you on the same page as me. He's like, you just looking at it. You looking at a different paragraph. Yeah. I'm like, hold on,
reading this book up.
I'm like, what? What you? I wouldn't do that one. But I'm still your friend,
right?
You know what I'm saying? Which is, I mean, similar with your parents. Like, I'm still your child, but it'd be like, all right, you scaring right, me now. Yeah, you should. I thought you knew. You told me these lessons.
Right.
I think parents and kids should be friends.
Why?
I feel like it'll be a better understanding. It's respect on both ends. I'm not looking at you like you're my child. I don't have to listen to you. It's like, you know what? You do make sense. I feel like it's more logic when it comes to listening to a friend and more trust rather than listening to your kid in some situations, some circumstances.
I wouldn't say it's more logic, but I would say you think they should be friends once they're like everybody's an adult, or are you talking about you think parents and kids should be friends? I guess from birth, like.
I think it should start from birth. And I'm gonna use this word. I'm gonna use it correctly. There should be some reverence. Some respect, like there will be respect, but this should be a safe space. Like we cool. It's not just a parent child dynamic. We actually have a relationship. I know Damani thinking about fences. Do I do right by you?
I wasn't thinking about that at all. That scene gets me every time.
But I feel like it should be some type of like. Bond, some type of relationship there, like friendship there. That's how I feel.
I was just gonna say, I don't know, I think that's a tricky line to walk, just because every person is different. So like, although it would be nice to I think it would be nice to be like, oh, okay, like, we are friends. I know you said that there's still, like, you know, the reverence, like, the idea and the knowing that, okay, this is my parent. But, like, some kids don't, or some parents, I mean, some people don't need the friend. They need the parent. Like they might need like a sterner type of figure versus it being like, oh, well, we're friends. Not saying that I think the communication should be, like, there should be an open line of communication from birth or whatever, which I guess in ways it can manifest as a friendship to a certain extent, but I don't know that it should be like we're just best friends or that dynamic. I think young, like super duper young, like I think it's like, okay, we are best friends, but also know that I am your mom, like that type of thing. Like, you my friend, like we cool, but also don't get crazy now, because I'm still your I'm still your parent type of thing. I don't know if that makes sense.
I think it does. I was gonna say I think people in general, that like some parents look at it like they don't look at their child as an equal, and it takes a long time for them to look at their child as an equal. Before then, it's like I'm greater than you right this second. Mm-hmm. And then eventually you get to a point. But I think if you look at them, if you speak to them like they're equal, granted you have a higher level of authority, so like you can teach them to respect authority, but don't treat them like they're less than,
right?
And I think like that's really where the dynamic is. There has to be some level of checks and balances, I guess, but really just looking at people, I think looking at your kid like as if they're an equal and vice versa. So it's not like, even when we talk about parenting our parents, it's not because of a place where it's like, oh, I'm better than you now, or
Yeah.
It's just like, nah, as an equal, right? Because, and I think that's where you were going with it, Breeze. Like, when you're friends with somebody, there's certain, it's like, you don't, the reason why your friends can say certain things that, like, other people can't say to you is because, like, I would hope that you would look at them as an equal. So it's like, because you guys are coming to each other, like, hey, we're friends, what do you think about this? I respect your way of thinking. It's not like my way of thinking is absolutely better than yours, or vice versa. So I think that's why the friendship thing can work. I've seen people who go a little, get a little extreme. You know, everybody doesn't need to be Malik and Tasha Mack, right? We don't need all of that kind of thing. But I think to a degree, a level of friendship is healthy.
Yeah, I think a level of friendship. I think, of course, I feel like with boundaries still set in place, like, so that the dynamic doesn't, I guess, get confused. But I think the, like, I respect your way of thinking and, like, allowing them to use their voice and talk to you and express themselves and stuff like that is important. And also you being honest with them and, like, you know, I don't know. I'm not a parent, so I'll let you guys know if I change my mind in about, let's say, 3 to 5 business years. I'll check back with you.
My goodness.
What? I'm just saying. Okay.
You're good.
I don't know, but I do think that that's important. I think it does depend on the people, though, on, like, I guess, to determine how the actual dynamic looks.
Well, do you guys feel like y'all were always friends with your parents?
Nah. That didn't exist.
Yeah.
Do I do right by you? You got food on the table, clothes on your back. All you need, friends. You go to school for friends. I ain't one of your little friends.
That's where it came from, yeah.
And it's like, dang, I've been waiting to say that to somebody, but now
I can say it to you. You gonna listen? Don't touch that. I ain't one of your little friends. When you come into my house, you abide by my rules. Take your shoes off at the door. Wash your hands when you come out from playing. Now, if I make it, you eat it. If I plate it, if I put this food on your plate, you're going to eat it. Clean plate club. You will not move from this spot until the plate is clean. And since you want to give me some back talk, since you want to give me some sass, clean the dishes. Clean the dishes after you eat. I don't care. I'll be up all night anyway. I've got time.
And I'm gonna come back and make sure it's done before I go to sleep.
That's funny.
Oh, can you imagine though? I don't know. Yeah, I didn't.
Yeah, so yeah, you ain't never said. I mean, he didn't say all of that. He'd been those his feelings. I'm waiting to push the button on that. Ooh, you got McDonald's money. I've been waiting to hit that button. Woo.
I think I did actually say to my mom, I ain't one of your little friends. I don't remember what we was talking about. She had said something. She was like, oh, yeah. You. I was like, yeah, I ain't one of your little friends now. And that's it. That's the one time I got that line on. Mm-hmm. It was recent. But, but yeah, no. I don't feel like, not growing up. We wasn't friends. I feel like I was cool with my mom though. Like we was cool, but like we wasn't friends. I could still get a whooping at any time, you know. So I wasn't just out here getting abused or nothing. I was a goody two shoes, just so y'all know. I ain't really getting no beatings except for that one time.
And she never forgot.
I didn't.
She never forgot.
Still scarred by it. But do you feel like you were friends with your parents?
Not quite. It wasn't. I mean, the way y'all made it sound, y'all made it sound like it was a dictatorship. But
it was. What do you mean?
I wasn't a part of no clean play club. I mean, I just ate my food. But I did have the go. You need to go upstairs. You smell like outside. I got before. Mm-hmm. Go take a shower and all of that stuff. But it really, I wouldn't say necessarily say friends, because like my friends, I would talk to about anything. There was a limit. Mm-hmm. There was a limit. I'm gonna tell you this, but if I tell you this, then I might get in trouble. So let me. I think it happened a lot later, and then we started having like more conversations, and then.
So now you feel like you're friends with your parents?
Yeah, that's another reason why I'd be like, what's going on here? You know better. Like, you know better than this.
Do you feel like you're friends with your parents?
No.
Mm-hmm. To be determined. We cool.
He said we're associates. Acquaintances.
No, we're cool. We're working. We're working to that point.
Building a friendship.
Yeah.
Yeah. I agree. Yeah, I feel like we're building a friendship. But it's also because, like, I had to learn boundaries, too. So, like, yeah. I'm working on, you know, you got to have boundaries with your friends, too. Mm-hmm. So, but I agree. Yeah. I feel like I'm developing friendships with my parents. But I feel like it's been in the works for a long time. I just got to the boundary stage when I did. And then it was like, ooh, we let's back up a little bit because got some more work to do. But, I mean, Hold on. Do you wish that you were friends with your parents when you were younger? Do you feel like it would have made, I guess, your childhood better or, like, funner or had an impact on your childhood?
I think it worked out for the best. Me personally, I don't have any really qualms or problems with how it turned out. I'm okay.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't think I needed to
be friends.
Yeah, definitely not best friends. I didn't necessarily need the best friendship. Mm-hmm. I had a lot of friends as kids that would have muddied the waters. it just would have been awkward. But I think it worked out for me. Hopefully, similar situation with yourselves.
Why y'all look at me?
Because I asked the question, so.
I'm just waiting to see how strict his dictatorship was when he was growing up. That's all I was with.
I mean. He said,
friends. Mm-mm. Mm-mm. Don't, friends don't pay your bill.
Don't say no F words in this house. Don't cuss at me like that. I too had a lot of friends as a child.
What was the question? Do I wish we was friends?
Yeah, me.
With my parents?
Yeah, when you was a child, do you feel like it would have had like some sort of impact, but for better or for worse, on your childhood?
It's a good question. Would it have made a better impact or a worse impact if we were friends? I'm not sure. I wish it was, I would have wanted it. Actually, it might have been a safer space for back and forth communication. So, friends, I don't know. I'm going to say no, but a safe space for communication.
That's what you would have liked.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You, he ain't need I the ain't friendship. Need a friend,
but...
So does that change your idea of like, you want, you feeling like friends, parents and children kids, should be friends?
Nah, I want to be friends with my kids.
Okay.
I don't have kids right now yet, but.
All right. For me, personally, I do think it worked out how it was supposed to. I do wish that it was a safer space for communication, though. So, I feel like if we were friends, then it probably would have been, I guess I would have felt, yeah, safer as far as expressing myself a lot sooner. Now, I just don't care. So... Nah, I'll be considerate in expressing myself and stuff like that. I don't want to, you know, offend anybody. And sometimes I don't want to hear a lecture. So, but yeah, I think it would have, I think it worked out for the best. Like, I didn't necessarily need them to be my friend, but a safer space for communication would have been pretty cool. You know, would have been pretty cool. But now at this big old age, do you feel like the level of parenting to your parents will only increase from here?
No. God, I hope it don't.
If they listen to me, if they listen, we will not be here for too much longer.
Yeah, I hope not.
So it all hinges on if they listen.
I'm lead by example. All I gotta do is take my own advice.
Lord have
if
mercy.
If I take my own advice and they follow my lead, be good. If I don't take my own advice,
oh child,
and they follow my lead, we're doomed.
We're doomed. All right. I think that I hope you guys are right. That's it. I don't even know. I don't know what's supposed to happen next. I just got to the adulthood for real.
I just got here. Yeah. It's my first day out here.
I just became I went from being a baby adult to a full blown adult 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
This is a lot. If anybody has any advice on parenting your parents. But I am glad that, like you said earlier, I'm glad that our parents aren't at the stage where it's like, I'm actually like worried about your well-being in everything that you do. Like I don't know.
Yeah. Like I'm with you because I'm glad it's like it's just at a technology level for the most part. There's other stuff, but like because the technology stuff, I'll be like, we just talked about this. I told you what to do. I gave you step 1, 2, 3, and I gave you a pass the second time you called me asking how to do this.
Mm-hmm.
The fifth time, I'm sitting here like, Lord, you wasn't paying attention the last 2 times. I should let you do this.
So you wasn't listening in class, mm-hmm. huh?
Over there joking with your friends.
Call them for help next time. Do you guys enjoy parenting your parents?
I'm trying to parent myself. Parent myself and parent a dog.
Oh yeah, I forgot. You got a dog.
Enjoy parenting my parents.
So no?
Yeah, I think I would say no, but I guess if it comes with the territory, I'm not going to just lead
them out to dry. You're
not going to be a deadbeat.
Yeah.
Deadbeat
child parent.
Do you enjoy parenting your parents?
I I had to find some kind of enjoyment out of it. It'd be funny sometimes.
Oh, it do be funny.
Because I'd be... Once I get past the taking the deep breaths and being like, all right, this is what you do. Let me... As a matter of fact, just move over. I'm going to come over. I got you. I'm going to show you how to do this. Once I got past that stage, it'd be funny because it'd be like, now you know how to do this. I shouldn't have to explain this to you again. What's going on? Is everything okay at home? Are you okay? You tired? Like you need a nap? I need naps. I understand if you need one. I need one.
It also be like, are you calling me because you actually need help with this? Like, you forgot? Because we just went over this last week. If you wanted to just talk, you could have just called me.
Yeah.
You could have just called me. We could have a regular conversation without the technologists. You know? Just give me a little ring-a-ding-a. Mm-hmm. But for me, it's an interesting journey, parenting your parents. I will say that. Yeah. But I love my parents, so you know, I'm gonna help them out. But I am taking a mental health day. You know, I definitely gotta take them mental health days here and there.
One a week.
At least minimum. One a week.
Also, this is just it's a side note. Going back to the last thing we were talking about with the technology, my brain can't compute why, like, they grew up with it just like us.
You bought me my first computer.
That's what I'm saying. Like, so
you showed me how to use
it. I'm saying you showed me how to use this, whether it was like, or whether with the TV, it'll be with DVRs. Like, you used to be doing. I think maybe that's around the time where they stopped, like, actually trying to figure this stuff out. They'd be like, I don't really. I'm going to have you do it because I don't want to have to do this.
I'm pretty sure there was a point in parenthood where they just was like...
They grown. Do it yourself.
No, not no. They grown. You're five. Figure this out. I'm giving you the remote. You figure out how to press record on it and then show me later. Like, you know, you picked up them little games real quick. I seen you playing the little Marios and all that stuff. So here you go.
You know what I'm really waiting to use?
What?
Like, parents, I just want to call them out of their room
to get
and then
the
be like, come here. Yeah, can you pass me that remote?
Yeah, I knew it. Like knew it.
If I could get that off.
I think you can.
I don't think so
either.
It's going to take a lot of, you gotta go about it the right way. You gotta be like, I can't hear what you said. Can you just come here? I can't, huh? Then they come, and then you ask them to pass you the remote. I don't know if they're going to do it, but you at least get a good laugh out of it.
Yeah, I was saying you gotta finesse. You gotta be like, hey, can you come here for a second? Like, I actually forgot what I was gonna call you here, but why are you here? Can you pass me the remote? Be like, gotcha. But nah, getting that off, that's hilarious.
That would be something. I would love to see that.
Where? I got you.
I would definitely love to see it.
I got you.
I would love to
see it. Question would be like, would you do that to your mom or your dad?
Both. I would do it to my dad.
Oh my God. He said both.
Oh, my dad called me downstairs one time. And I think I might have been working on a song or something. And I was technically an adult at this point. So I was pissed. Called me downstairs. First I come out of my room and was like, huh? And he was like, come here. Like, yes. I come over, like, I'm at the railing of the steps now. Yes, how can I help you? Come here. So I come all the way downstairs. Can you turn on that light? Bruh.
So I'll probably do, I would want to get that off. On both parents, but with my dad, I would want to do like if he eating some chips or like shake the bag for some appreciate it and then keep it pushing. I'll be hating that. Like I really be like, hey, yo, don't do that.
He does it every time.
Don't do that. That's why when we was in Colorado. I just I be expecting it. I just be like here you go. Like, I bought you food. I bought you food. I called you. Hey, what you want? I'm here. Cool. So, you have a bag full of
what you asked for.
Everything you asked for.
But she wants some of my
cashews. Gotta get like, come on now. It's stressful.
I was gonna say, this is going back to when you were talking about your parents calling you. I just thought about, why do parents have such an issue with saying yeah versus yes? I never understood the yeah, or like if they, as opposed to being like yes.
I guess respect then.
Yeah, isn't even disrespectful.
But if you think about it, if I'm yelling, you might not be able to tell whether I said yes or yeah anyways.
Yes and
yes.
Yes. Yes.
You're not going to hear the s at the end.
But that'll be yeah. It's
an eh. Alright, you're right. But either way.
You saying yeah isn't like me being like, what? Like what? Like
what'd
like,
you say?
Yeah, like that's a lot more disrespectful. I can say, yeah ain't even that. Usher said yeah. Like yeah, it's not even.
Yeah, yeah.
It's not even.
Yeah, Usher was also.
You, that's Omarion.
No.
Oh, I know what you're doing.
Yeah, you was doing touch.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking of.
You
was doing,
you gonna be my baby.
And I was thinking, touch.
Yes, that's different. I just never understood.
I look crazy. Sorry, go ahead.
I just never understood why they were so, that bothered them so much. I never understood.
I feel like it might have been a thing of, because I didn't say yes ma'am or yes sir at all to anybody until I got older. Like, if you a stranger, if I don't know you, you're not getting a ma'am or sir from me. If I know you, you'll get a ma'am and sir. But once you get to a
certain level.
Like, nah, if you at a certain age. I don't call old people ma'am and sir.
It's weird.
Mm-hmm. Like, if we friends.
Hey, sir. It's not like that, but like, yeah.
Yeah, I call my friends ma'am and sir. I'll be saying
yes, sir. I'll be saying it in... I don't say it in like the regular sense. I was like, I do. Like when I was at when I was getting food one of the times, I had said yes sir to the lady by mistake. Get off her. Like, you here to pick up? Yes sir. I mean, yes ma'am. And I had to correct it because I'm so used to say yeah, yes sir, yes sir, like yes, affirmative, sir. like that, yeah. But I wasn't saying it unless I was at the bank. Then when I was working at the bank, I was like, yes, like excuse me sir, I can. That's when I was using the sirs.
Oh, yeah, that's different. Yeah.
But I honestly don't think that they actually hated it. I think they used to get yelled at.
Probably.
So then they were like, well, just like I've been waiting to say, mm-hmm. I ain't one of your little friends. They've been waiting to say to their kids, what? It's yes, not yet. They've been waiting for that.
Yeah, I never understood why that was so disrespectful.
It's just like if you could huh, you could hear. Like, actually, I heard you say something. I don't know what was said.
I don't know the details.
Like, I heard sounds. I don't know what you actually said. That's why I said, huh.
I should have started, walking down the hallway, like, huh, you said something? I ain't say nothing. Huh? So next time when I be like, huh, you can huh, you can hear. Mm-hmm. I be huhing all the time.
That's just like when they be like, hey, it's for horses. Like when you say, hey, you never heard nobody say that?
I heard it, but I don't, why this, ain't hey a greeting?
Yeah.
So what you want me to say, salutations?
They want you salutations, hello. Yeah,
that's crazy.
Greetings.
Hi.
Saying salutations is, wow, that's funny.
Salutations.
That's funny.
I'm going to start saying that. Salutations. But it's just like that. Like, I don't think anybody was actually offended by it. I think that they used to get yelled at for saying yeah. And so they like, I'm about to yell at my kids for saying yeah. Because clearly it's disrespectful. Let's ask our parents that question.
Is it disrespectful to say yeah?
But at a certain point, my parents stopped yelling at me for saying yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I think at a point they realized, like, all right, it's actually... I know what you're saying. We say yeah in regular conversation, so why get mad at me when suddenly I'm yelling it to you because you're yelling at me from downstairs? I'm answering. Mm-hmm.
And I would have just preferred, I mean, that's granted.
That's love.
But and it was like, they would call you and not say tell you, they wouldn't tell you to come here. They would just say your name once, and then you're like, huh? Yes. Yeah, and it's like, now I have to get up because...
I'm like, what's good, bro?
And, but then it's also like, I don't even know if you actually called me or not some of the times. Like, because if I'm playing music or something and then I think I hear my name and then I hear nothing but silence. So then I'm just like, yeah, like just in case.
Just in case.
And then it's still silent. And then if you put your headphones back on, then they call your name again. You still unsure if they called you. Then at some point you might get in trouble because you ain't get up.
Sleep. They coming in.
I call you asleep.
Yeah.
I used to laugh when I would try to fake sleep, so I don't know.
Used to.
I've gotten better.
Should we talk? Okay?
I thought that was a snort.
I see you smiling, you grinning.
Fake sleep.
She be grinning.
I've done it well a couple times. Book me. I'll fake sleep in your next movie.
That's crazy.
But anyways, yeah, I think they used to get yelled at that about that. So. But I do like that our parents never said the whole "if you can hunt, you can hear" or "the hay is for horses" thing.
Yeah, my parents didn't do that.
That used to annoy me. I was like, "Who's telling y'all that? Like, they spell different. It's not the same kind of hay." But yeah. All right. Y'all got any final thoughts on parenting your parents?
No. Don't revenge parent your parents.
Please don't.
Do not revenge parent your parents. Be better.
Be patient.
Oh yes.
Give them grace.
Yes, because we are all humans and
take your mental days.
Yes, take your mental health days. You could let them know or you could not. Just put your phone on do not disturb.
Or you can be like, I'm available during these hours. Set your boundaries with the parenting situation.
Yeah. Oh, or you know, put them on your calendar. So you know. That's what I do.
It's like therapy. Every third Tuesday. We can talk about it.
Word. Then, you know, do what you gotta do.
Word. It's easier to deal with trauma when it's scheduled.
It is. Oh my gosh. That is like a pro tip.
Schedule trauma.
Schedule your trauma. Just put it on the calendar. Schedule your trauma, you know. And, yeah, that's my final. That's put it on the calendar, okay? If it ain't on the calendar, it ain't happening. So put it on the calendar. That ain't make no sense. Just schedule it. Anyways, don't revenge parent your parents. Put it on your calendar. Take your mental health days. And don't forget to like, share, and subscribe. Tell a friend, tell a friend, tell a friend. Hit that notification bell so you never miss an upload. Join the good people of the Gray Area in our Patreon for the low price of $3 a month. You can watch this podcast live and early and get access to other content. But enjoy the rest of your day. Enjoy your lives. And good luck to everyone out there parenting your parents. Hopefully it gets easier. We're new here, so I don't want to tell you that it will. But have fun with it. But don't revenge parent. Good night. We'll see you guys next week.
Woo! Adios.
Stay blessed. Stay black, people.
Woo.
You say what?
And know yourself. Know your worth. Jukebox, hit me with another jam.
Get on my face. Get on my motherfucking face.
Please.
Push the goddamn button.